The very end of the parasha talks about the egla rufa, the special procedure that is done when a victim of murder is found outside of a city. And included in this process is that the bezdin of that local process has to come by and be involved with that. And they have to say the words from the pasuk. They have to say that they shall, we have nothing to do with the spilling of the blood. The Gemara asked the obvious question. Do we think a bezdin of a local town is involved with a murder that we have to have them say, by the way, we didn't do it? Nope. So it says it's a different phrase. What does it mean? It means, yadenu means we didn't spill. That means that the person didn't come into our neighborhood and he was sent off without any food. That's what it means. Lo yibali yadenu patren b'lo mizonis. As well, lo yireinu, when it says lo yireinu, it means that we did not see him hanchinuhu b'lo yilavoya, and that no one is involved in escorting him out. You have a concept that you're supposed to make sure people leave the city with an escort, meaning walk them out of the door. So they are saying that, by the way, we had nothing to do with this, not meaning we knew in our town people are setting up money and people are walking them out. The question is going to be asked by Reb David Meir Babat. As we have said in the past, on June 21st, when it was his yahrzeit, we gave a little share from him this week as well. There's not that much quoted from Reb David Meir Babat. He's the first son of the Mechas Chinuch. He's the one who I come from. And interestingly enough, he married Rebbetzin Malka Paparish. Paparish family is a Chashuva family. Give a shout out again to the Zichron Osho. They're the ones who've been telling me. I've been using them for this. And the Reb Yitzchak Isaac Paparish had three children. One was Malka, who married Reb David Meir. Then he had a son, Reb Dov Berish, whose son, Reb Zev Wolf, authored a sefer called Zeved Toiv. Happens to be Reb Zev Wolf passed away without children, so that should be for his neshama as well. And he, in Parshas Shoftim, quotes his uncle, Reb David Meir Babad, who at that point was a Rav in Provincia. And he asked the question, why does it say our hands didn't spill blood and we didn't see it? It should have just said we didn't see it. Obviously, if you didn't see anything, then your hands didn't spill the blood. What's the double phrase of both not spilling blood with the hands and not seeing anything go as far as murder goes? And Reb David Meir, he's quoted in the Zeved Toiv, says that there's two types of people in town that take care of the poor people. There's the wealthy people who actually give money. They give the mezonos, they give the food, but they don't have time to deal with the people because they're busy working the whole day. And then you have the bezdin or the batami, the chacham, and they involved with the helping of the person get around town. They drive them around, and they're supposed to escort them out. Therefore, when it says in the pasuk two different things, yadenu, our hands didn't do it, that's referring to the spilling of the blood. That means that we didn't patum out mezonos. That's who's going on. That's going on the balabatim of the town. Yadenu is a phrase, the hands of the city is referred to the wealthy people. And when it says einenu, our eyes didn't let him go without Levaya. We didn't walk him out. That's going on the Bezdin saying on who? The Enea Eda. Who's the Enea Eda? As we know from Parsh Bamidbar, Enea Eda Nasa Bishkaga. Enea Eda is going on the Tamid HaChacham. So it works out well. When it says Yadenu, it's talking about giving physical food. That's the wealthy guys who should have given physical food. When it says Enenu, then it's going on the Bezdin, that the Bezdin should not have let him walk out of town like this. That's the word from my great-grandfather, David Meir Babad, who we quoted on June 21st, and quoted in the Sefer Zeved Toiv, should be a schus for him as well. Once we're on this question, you should know that he's not the only one asked this question. This question is asked by other people as well. Why does it say, we didn't see, after it said, as well as saying, we didn't kill? It should have just said, we didn't see. Instead of saying, we didn't kill with our hands, we didn't see anything, just say, we didn't see anything. Obviously, we didn't see anything, you didn't kill with your hands. So I found Rabbi Yashav and the Yeshurun. They say that there's two ways that someone can get killed. You can actively kill someone, Yadenu, and you could passively kill someone, Enenu. You could see someone going through a bad time and not helping them out. So they were saying, like, both things, by the way. By the way, we not only didn't actively kill someone, but a different situation, we didn't passively kill anyone as well. That's why they're using the word Yadenu and the word Enenu, two different things, two different concepts. Rabbi Tzion Yadler, the famous wrote on all the Midrashim, he has a different, similar concept. If you look at Rashi in Sayyid al-Lamed Lamed Chesam Beis, that talks about the concept, well, you told me you didn't give him food, you didn't walk him out. He says, because people in the old days used to get murdered regarding food. Food is a thing. Rashi says it as well, if you look closely in the Rashi, that food is a major aspect. And he writes that there's two ways. Food can be the aspect of the impetus to create a killing. It could be done by the murderer. He's hungry, he's tired, he needs food, so he goes out and kills someone looking for food. Or it could be the victim. The victim was hungry and tired and hungry, and he went to approach someone else for food or tried to even steal food, and then he became the victim because the guy defended himself. So there's both directions. There's the guy who aggressively seeks out someone to kill, and then there's the unaggressive guy. And he said that's the two things. The Yadenu is saying we did not help someone give him food that he would be aggressively seeking someone. And Enenu, we didn't see someone going without food that he would be the victim who started the fight first. Again, going on the murderer or the victim, the murderer who started the murder on his own, or the victim who began the process then became a victim. Both of those are covered that we did not do anything wrong, both in Yadenu and both in Enenu. And that's why it's two separate statements. Hopefully we could continue and have Schusim for Klai Yisrael and all the people we're mentioning should be Melech Yosha for all of us.